Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live from 40 West 57th Street on the west side of New York City in Manhattan. We are here today to explore a gallery that we found, and we have located an art gallery. It's a walkway or a walkthrough, and it's located, again, at the 40 West 57th Street. It's accessible by subway or bus. And what it is basically a throughway from 57th to 56th. While you're crossing, instead of crossing the street, you can cross through the buildings through a gallery. So what the gallery has is several different pieces from a collection by Marlborough. And you can run that on the website if you go to www.marlborough.com, and you can find information about the gallery and the exhibit itself. You have to, he's international, so you have to make sure when you're looking for the artist and the artist gallery and where the various compilers compile their art at the Marlborough Gallery, you have to understand that he's from London, Barcelona, Madrid, Monte Carlo, San Diego, and there's also information on the New York address. So make sure you look that all up. Okay, so we have located the art of Menlo Valdez and also of Tom Otterness, and the Tom Otterness display is the one that I'm standing near today, and it's called Sad Spear, and it was created in 2014. It's stainless steel and limestone. It's unique. It's 94 by 112, and basically it's a giant statue, almost like a depiction of a video game character. He has a circular head, circular type body and legs, but there are only four fingers and like four toes per hand and per his extremities for the bottom. And he has a little square on the top of his head, and he's so beautiful. It's he's crunched over, kind of like, I'm sad or I have a dilemma. And, seems to be working very hard on his thought process. And I thought that that was a beautiful sculpture. And also there's information on Jack Lipchitz. And he has a bronze edition of Songs of Songs here. And he's also with the collection of Marlborough. So you'll have a chance to see that as you enter the gallery. There's also some other steel beam structures here. And it's abstract art. They have Manolo Valdez again. And he has a lunar type nocturnal display here, which is a head bust. And it was originally bronze, but now it's blackened. And it's nine of this particular edition. So there are nine other sculptures like this, but this one has butterflies all over the lady's head. Maybe they're like headpieces, a headgear, something like we have when we look at Mall World, and we have that particular headgear that all the butterflies are buzzing all around, and it's one of those type of things. So they actually have this here. I don't know if it's inspiration from the same people, but they have that here. And then they also have another by Manolo Valdez, and this one is called Damas Calbolo. So it's a woman mounted a horse, and it's made out of, what does it say, bronze there. And it's just a particular type of sculpture that they use flat pieces of metal to structure a horse and a woman on the top. It's hollow, but it's, it's unique in that value that these flattened out pieces of look like recycled metal, or this is a very aged unit, but it's very unique in its value. And even though, the horse and the woman is like, biology, human, and then animal, this is more very geometrical in its formation, so that it has, that effect of the flattened out metal. And then across from it, it has the most beautiful one. It looks like cinnamon teddy bears, or, the little teddy bears, teddy grams that we eat. And it's the same color, brown, and it's like a one large mother bear, and she has three little cubs, you know, all over her. One is in her arm, one is on her shoulder, and then she has one connected to her thigh near her leg that's looking away like it's interested in something else, while the others are very interested in, you know, holding very tight to her. So it's also almost like a silver or like a gold gummy bear, and it's like huge, and it's so lovable, and, you know, that's a part of the display. So if you have children or if you have older adults, no matter what you relate, there's a timeline of life, and you can always go back and find some depiction of your pleasure, your happiness, your, you know, cereal cooking or whatever else like that you might, you know, do with your family. There's always a correlation. So then they have some giant abstract sculpture in bronze as well. And then they have, you know, three people without heads here and without arms, but they have feet and a torso. And this is another production here. The place card is kind of like taken off of it, so I don't get to read what it says, but I guess we can kind of flip it and look. We're here today. This is by another artist from the Marlboro Company, and it's called Standing Figures, and it's just a bronze Magdalena Alvakanowicz did that. And, you know, that's a really nice piece of art structure too, but a lot of it's abstract in its thinking, but we also have something that are conveying other messages. And there's also a very urban piece here. For me, my depiction and, you know, my characterization of what's going on here is very urban, which they seem to be very traditional, and it seems out of the past, but it seems as though there's a veterinarian or artist or, you know, some type of pet lover here, and you don't have to depict her as a mom, but it's a woman here, and she's a very large woman, and I don't know what nation they're depicting her, but maybe European and from, you know, Spain or somewhere else, or, you know, even Italian, I'm not sure, but, you know, she's not really depicted as an African-American woman, but she's lying on her back, she's nude, and she has a beautiful duck on top of her, and the duck is almost as big as she is. And the name of this particular story is Leda and the Swan, and it's by Fernando Botero. And it's another part of the Marlboro collection. And I thought it was urban, you know. I thought it was a black woman with a duck on her chest, you know, and that seems like, you know, enough wording as it is. So I just thought that was really funny, and I thought I would say that. But, you know, it's just your interpretation of the art. But then they have some other stuff here, you know, a metal and steel, steel wire and metal tubing, and it's called Equilarium. Or equilateral quivering tower. So this is sort of like the bridges. It brings back the memories of the bridges that we've done, you know, and how they use the steel wire beam to construct the actual bridges. Like a lot of wires are used to hold up the bridges and the trusses. And, you know, there's a lot of metalwork as well, but, you know, the whole structure, you know, sometimes quiver, and so this is one of those unique stories. So we're also here today to cover some other information. I was reading the article in New York Family, and it's the May 15th, 2015 edition, and the name of the article is I Got It for Mom. So these are just a few selections that they've, because we're in the gallery and your mom needs to be adorned and we have a theory of jewels, we thought it would be important to go ahead and, you know, look this information up so that people and children starting to come of age 16, 17, 18, 15, 13, and 12 who like to prepare, you know, for Mother's Day gifts, who like to prepare for Christmas gifts, who like to prepare for birthday gifts, we have some things here. So we have about eight art items, and one is a pair of earrings, and it says pretty in pink. And so, you know, you can go out and get your mom some earrings. These are overpriced in this particular article, but there are a lot of copycat earrings or semi-precious that you can find for your mother because she's, you know, just as precious as some of these expensive things, but you may or may not be able to afford. So just in case you can afford $2,310, then this may be the article for you. But just in case you want to look at something beautiful and get your mother something in that likeness, well, then there's also, you know, other designer jewelry that's in your budget, no matter what your budget. It is from $1 to $2,000. You'll be able to find something for your mother. So item number two was called a pair of headphones, and it's music to her ears. That's the name of the particular paragraph. And they have some, they call them Tech Meets Fashion and Threads Fab and Funky Boomprint Taylor headphones. So they're just a pair of headsets. We did Spray Loud. We also did the Dr. Dre's. We did several other editions, and headphones have been around for a long time. We did earbuds. We did all type of things in our house. We gave them for, you know, Christmas one year, so we had all different styles. So if you like those, you can always afford a pair of earphones. So number three is in the bag, and there's just a popular tote, and whatever tote is familiar with you and friendly, you can go ahead and purchase, you know, yourself a tote for your mom. If you like glam gems, they have a pair of glamorous type diamond studded geometrical gems here. And that's a pair of earrings, about $38. But I looked at H&M yesterday in Forever 21, and they had a similar pair for about $6. So you can always find the imposters, Oprah and Tyra Banks. They both do these shows where you can compare a celebrity item, a dress, or a pair of pants, shoes, or accessories to the knockoff that is, you know, the fashion-friendly style, and they'll have almost exactly the same thing except for labels and designers, and so then you can always support whatever the trends are and whatever the celebrities are wearing. So this is a definite example of that. Okay, they have Well Heeled, which is a shoe bag with a pair of chocolate heels in it. No, that's not chocolate covered, colored heel. That is actually a pair of heels made out of solid chocolate. And so these are going for about $15, and you can go to charbonnelchocolates.com, and that's charbonnelchocolates.com. And then the next item up is a chick number six, and that is a pillow and a throw blanket for your parents and or your mom or your dad, and you can afford that at about $24.99. But if you go to Walmart or Target or any other store, you'll definitely be able to afford these things. And Kelly and I, we also always, you know, do our linen, so you know he's, you know, can afford now that he's working, you know, any styles of linen that he chooses to get, and he can go up prices, or he can go to Macy's, or he can go to some of the you know department stores to get the linen price. And then they also have number seven is lip service. So there's all type of glowing, gorgeous, glamorous lip glosses and lipsticks, and that you can get for your parent just in case, you know, you wanted to try to beautify them and tell them what you think they might look beautiful in. You know, if they're nice rouges and reds and pinks and corals and oranges and, you know, jewel tones and all different types of metal tones there and earth tones. So if you decide, you know, you wanted to change your parent, your mother or something like that, you are inclined to do so, encouraged to do so as well. And also there's number eight inside the box. Then this is basically just a box filled with beautification, skincare, and hair products. So even if you made your own up at any other store, finding a tub or a basket at your, you know, favorite craft store, and then you can go and fill it with anything you would like to fill it with, because this seems to be an eclectic you know, example as well. So if you would like to look up more, it's at www.newyorkfamily.com. And we found that to be a good article. And while we're here thinking about some of the beautiful displays in the gallery, we thought that, you know, it's sensational and that they have, you know, can lights, they have silver and, you know, some type of slab stone, you know, for the walls and for the flooring. And it's just a, you know, awesome place if you're ever in New York and you wanted to visit, you know, one of the small galleries, or you were taking a certain trip and you're going down a certain, you know, highway or roadway, you were able to stop here. You know, this would definitely be a place to go. So we're at 40 West 57th Street, and the admission is free. And we didn't have an audience today here. We are not open to the public. We are privately doing our own blog. We don't ask for their assistance. We don't ask for their input. And we're not using banners and posters to advertise what we're doing. So I'm privately walking through here getting some negative feedback today. And, you know, it felt absolutely awful. And, you know, it wasn't a paid situation. And it wasn't, you know, it's our family interest and our blog, you know, for use for a later program. And this is just our information outlet and not necessarily our business itself. So, you know, we kind of like did not like, you know, what was happening here today as far as those who didn't approve of me mistaking one of the words here and one of the names here on the particular site. So if you ever see us out and you ever hear, you know, us going through a process or see me, you know, doing a blog, you know, try to be courteous, try to be careful, and try to be calm. Try to mind your own business, if you know, if you can, because sometimes, you know, you could, you know, we needed to do a code Adam, we needed to do a code Amber, and we needed to do a code EA on this one, which is exploited adults, because we have people like watchdogs over us for no reason at all, and they seem to be very detrimental and dangerous in New York. So I didn't, you know, enjoy doing this particular show here because of the general public that's walking through here, and that caused some man a lot of anguish and pain. I heard screaming. You know, I don't know what that dedication is to what I'm doing, or, you know, what the abuse pattern is because of what we're doing, but everything we're doing is positive and good, and I don't understand how any person could have been persecuted because of my mispronunciation of a particular word for this show. So, you know, we have some searching to do, we have some, you know, growing to do, but, you know, not because, you know, we mistake the word, you know, that's no reason to punish people to that extent. So that's my time here for today, and you know, we're going to continue to cover New York, but I don't know who decided who would be here while I'm here, but, you know, I'm preparing to leave, and I hope that this is just a test audience and that when we move on to other states and other counties and cities, that we'll have something more receptive and safe, because this, you know, has been very dangerous, and we're right across the street from right across the, you know, bridge from my, you know, town of where I grew up in Asbury Park, New Jersey. So we're in our neighboring states at the tri-state area. And I don't understand that, you know, I'm known here, or I don't understand that I'm not known, but there's something else going on. And, you know, I hope that I can talk with my son to find out what's going on, because there's no reason for this type of, you know, disadvantage, you know, because of something so great, like, you know, the opportunity that Blog Talk Radio gives to us. So that's my time until next time.